This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Let's walk aboard right now. Seth Payne, talk a little Texans football, shall we? Former Texans defensive tackle and currently co-host of Mad Radio on Sports Radio 610 down in Houston. Hey, Seth, Taz of the Moves with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, man.
Now, what about this team? You know, 0-3, 8 wins in a row right now. You know, could you ever have thunk it where this team was after the first 3 weeks of the NFL regular season, Seth?
Oh, no. Not even close. And, you know, truth be told, through the first 5 or 6 wins in this win streak, you're still wondering exactly what you have in this Texans team, because they've required some sketchy coaching decisions by opposing coaches. They've required some luck to get to this point. I think after last night, you've started to feel that in a weird way, this team has played their way into be a better football team while also not losing any football games. And a lot of that just simply has to do with the health of Deshaun Watson. His lungs are healthy. His ACL is over a year in the background. And I think he's starting to run the offense that you saw last year.
Hey, Seth, so what about this, man? You think the rest of the country's buying into the Houston Texans, especially after last night, the big stage of Monday Night Football and the dominant win at home? You think the rest of the country's buying in your opinion?
Well, part of the problem is that they haven't had a hard schedule, you know, and they really don't have a hard schedule remaining. They've got the Colts. They've got the Browns next week, which I guess now I'm supposed to be concerned about, and I get it. They look like a completely different football
team. Right, yeah.
But They're just not being tested completely and totally. So I think it's almost, you go back to college football standards where you say, okay, are they at least dominating would-be inferior opponents? And they did last night. And I think when you start to think about how they'll stack up in the playoffs, you look at the big-time playmakers. You know, DeAndre Hopkins does that against all competition. J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney are going to perform well against top competition. The question becomes, all right, the Tennessee Titans aren't a very good offense, and the secondary and the linebacking core had some blown coverages and some gaffes in coverage. What's that going to look like versus the Kansas City Chiefs? What's that going to look like versus Rob Gronkowski? Those will still be big question marks, I think, right on into the playoffs.
You know, Seth, where Watson is right now this year? At the start of the season, was dealing with the lung issue, also coming off the torn ACL. Taz and I were talking about to kick off the program. It seems like he's starting to get back to the form that he was pre-ACL injury.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm guilty of this, as is everybody else or a lot of other people. Adrian Peterson kind of screwed up our expectations for what guys should look like after an ACL injury. You know, Adrian Peterson comes back and he's breaking records, and all of a sudden we started feeling like, hey, this is what you do after an ACL surgery, when obviously that's not the case. And I think he's gradually started to look more like himself. And then he also had that bruised lung where Bill O'Brien wasn't running a whole lot of genuine zone reads. They were doing stuff that looked like a zone read, but defenses started to get a beat on that. And I could see defensive ends not biting on the fakes, not respecting Deshaun Watson when it looked like he might be doing a bootleg and they would just play the run completely. I think what you saw last night was Deshaun's healthy now, and because he is a running threat and because they're running at a genuine option game, it opens things up for everybody else. It just puts that little bit of doubt in the minds of the defense, the linebackers, the safeties, and it really opens things up. Lamar Miller ends up being only the second back ever, and only back.
97 yeah. Yard runs, yeah. Hey, so let's talk about J.J. Watt, man. You know, Seth, look at, man, he is playing with a big chip on his shoulder right now, in my opinion. You see that out of him, break him down. I mean, out of J.J., I mean, he's dominant, as we know, but he seems like he's got a little extra, you know, oomph behind his behind his punch, you know?
I think part of it is kind of the maturation of J.J. Watt. And, you know, you guys are about the same age as me. It's a different era with athletes and how much they self-promote. And
right.
I think JJ, when he was younger, was very much into the self-promotion, and he was very good at it. And it didn't hurt his game at all. But over these last couple years, with all the injuries he's dealt with, he's matured a lot. And I don't mean to say he was immature before, but I think he's really reassessed exactly where he is in his career and what he means to that team. And he's really grown into a genuine leader while also not being on the field all that much. And I think you see that. I think there's a certain determination and a certain grit that, as great as he was before, he might mean more to the team in some ways, even if his total overall production isn't quite at his very peak. He's still doing that really well, too.
You know, Seth, when Tass and I were discussing where you would place the Texans right now in the order of merit in the AFC, and you know, we all assume, you know, you look at Kansas City as the deserved, you know, best team of the AFC right now here, as we approach week 13 of the NFL season. Where do you place Houston behind Kansas City? Do you put them right there with New England, right there with Pittsburgh, right there with the Los Angeles Chargers? Where do you put this Texans team?
I'm going to put them in either a tier 2 or a tier 1A down with the Chargers, where there's still some unanswered questions about them. You know, and even though they're ahead of the Steelers right now in the standings, the Steelers had 527 yards of offense in that loss. They just turned the ball over too many times. And I just trust the Steelers will do it more consistently versus good opponents, and they have the experience at quarterback. A lot of it just rests on Deshaun Watson. You know, if Deshaun continues to look like he did last night, and if the offensive line continues to make improvements like they have, I think you bump them up into there. I also have big concerns over the matchups with Kansas City and New England, especially as New England started. Look, I'm not going to fall into this trap. I did this with the Spurs for years down here in Texas. We're saying, hey, look, the Spurs are getting old. Next year's the last year. I did that for like 8 years. I'm not going to do it with the Patriots. We've seen this with Tom Brady before. When he gets his guys back and everybody's on the same page, all of a sudden his arm becomes a lot more accurate because guys are where they're supposed to be. So I will not pick a team over the Patriots until I actually see it happen in the AFC.
Hey, so, Seth, the next up for the Texans, right, is the Browns. Now, as we know, right, Mayfield is just, man, he's got some momentum right now. He's playing great. That, you know, he really is. So, you think that this could be a good test for guys like Clowney, guys like JJ, that whole defense for the Texans as they deal with the Browns this Sunday?
I think it will, and I think it'll be a good test for Romeo Crennel. Look, we've seen this before, and I'll go back to Carson Wentz, you know, who's a different quarterback than Baker Mayfield. I'm not making a direct comparison.
Right.
But Carson Wentz, the first half of his rookie season, man, he looked good. They were playing to his strengths. They were using a lot of different ways to get to some of the same concepts. But after about the first half of the season, defenses had film on him, and they started to figure out what they were trying to do with Carson Wentz. He hadn't developed into a veteran quarterback yet. That's what I worry about with the Texans' defense facing the Browns. It's that the Browns right now are very much in the infancy of discovering what Baker Mayfield is good at, what he can do. I really credit Freddie Kitchens a lot for getting him into those positions. He's getting rid of the ball very quickly. That's good for right now. At some point, teams are going to start to figure out where he wants to go when he's getting rid of the ball quickly. And they'll make the adjustments. And I think Baker Mayfield long-term is I'm very optimistic about him. I love that kid. I got to watch him a lot down here. But I think the Texans are catching them when they can still have an element of surprise. So that's a big test for all those guys, including, as we saw last night, on the back seven, they've got to do a better job of staying disciplined, not fighting on double moves, just being smarter.
Seth, when you look at where this team is right now, winners of 8 in a row, how much pressure is it on O'Brien here? Because a lot of people are clamoring for his job after the 0-3 start, but the pressure not just to make the playoffs, but to have success in the postseason.
There's pressure, but he also did just sign an extension, and Brian Gain, the new GM, is a buddy of his, you know, and I think Cal McNair, who's now going to be taken over with the death of his father, Bob McNair, I think they want to see how these two do together, and depending on what happens in the playoffs, I think regular season success is enough for this year. You've got to give the GM at least a couple years to try to fix the offensive line. He didn't have a first or a second round pick to do that with this year, and the free agency market was kind of a bare cupboard. So I think there's at least 2 or 3 years here where Bill O'Brien had a chance to take one step further in the playoffs.
We're talking to Seth Payne, Sports Radio 610 down in Houston, former Texans defensive tackle. Seth, you mentioned it. What was, 81 years of age, Bob McNair, certainly an impactful NFL owner. What was the feel amongst the team after the news came out of the death of their owner, Bob McNair?
I think the respectful tone of trying to go out and do something good for the guy that brought the NFL to Houston. You know, he wasn't just an NFL owner. He was the guy that actually took the bull by the horns and, you know, outcompeted L.A. to get a franchise back here when the NFL desperately wanted a franchise in L.A. And I know there's been a lot of controversy over the last few years. I'll say, when I was a player with the Texans, I never saw any of that. But times have changed, and I think a lot of guys privately that I've had conversations with did have objections or concerns about certain things. But I'll also say most of those guys, too, recognize the complexities of these situations when you ever start talking about this. And for whatever it's worth, Bob McNair donated over $500 million to charity while he was down here and spent a lot of money in low-income areas and helped a lot of kids go to college. And it's just a tender and a delicate situation, and I think a lot of people had very complex feelings about it. In the same way you might have complex feelings about your own grandpa, and you might not always agree with everything your grandpa says. There was a little bit of that dynamic.
Well, Seth, we'll close it out here. You're only, down in Houston, only a couple of hours away from Austin. You know, that Big 12 championship game, Texas-Oklahoma on Saturday is going to be something sweet.
Yeah, it really is. Look, and I know Tom Herman came out and said that they're overachieving, which is a dicey thing to say when you're recruiting and playing with talented Texas. I for one thought Kyler Murray had no chance at all at the Heisman, but man, he's more important to that team. No disrespect to Tua at all, because I love that kid too. But they need Kyler more than Alabama needs Tua. Hey guys, I apologize. I
got
to run.
You got it. There you go, Seth Payne, 6'10"
down.
That's
all right.
Houston.
Thanks a lot. We'll wrap it up anyway. It's
we're closing.
We're busy also.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
All right.
Here to go.
Take care.
Very nice. Well, I mean, Kyler Murray, to play to his point that he just made, I get it. I understand. Who's had the more impressive year though? I think Tua, what he's been able to do down in Alabama as compared to Kyler Murray.
If I'm giving out a Heisman right now, I'm giving it to Tua.
Yeah.
And I hear the guy saying that Kyler Murray is coming in the home stretch pretty good right now. Yeah. He is. He's doing great. Tua's the guy. I
agree with you there. Yeah. We'll get into some other big college news yesterday, because we hinted upon it yesterday. There were a lot of rumblings, a lot of ramblings about possibly Mac Brown returning to college. At 67 years of age, and he's back at Carolina. We'll get into that next. Would you hire a 67-year-old man? Guy's been out of college coaching for 5 years to help rebuild your program. We'll get into that debate. We'll do that next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.